Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to the Thursday edition of the Kona Edge, and we head back to Italy today to catch up with Federica Di Nicola to find out a little bit more about her swim and some of the things she's done over time to get better in the water. I am, as always, Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thanks for being on board, and only a couple of days left to get your name into the draw for that half Ironman entry this month. We'll be giving away one next month and the month after that, but entries close for this one on Friday. So tomorrow, as you're listening to this, and in order to get into the draw, all you need to do is throw some weight behind supporting the Kona Edge. And it's as simple as $1 a month is what you can get in at. Obviously, every dollar you pledge, you get an entry into the draw. So if you decide to pledge $5, you get five entries to sort of better your chances. And I mentioned it on yesterday's podcast too. You also get access to that patron-only exclusive podcast feed where I'll be asking, and you get to ask the questions too, I might add. I'll be asking our athletes some more in-depth questions, which you guide. So as a patron, you get to sort of steer the conversation. So go check out thekonaedge.com/support if you'd like to find out more and get into the draw. Like I say, every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into that draw for the half Ironman entry valued at $350. I'll announce the winner on Monday's edition of the Kona Edge. So make sure you tune in then and get into the draw. That's thekonaedge.com/support. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USAT Level 1 certified coach and head coach or at the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coached, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint to those who need to know what they need to adjust in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Well, it's time to chat some swimming. We head back to Milan in Italy to catch up with Federica Di Nicola. Federica, welcome on to the Kona Edge once again. Let's talk about your swim. Out of the three disciplines, you've said it is your weakest. Have you always been a swimmer, or have you sort of taken it on later in life?
I started swimming when I was a baby, but I just swam not to drown when I was at the seaside with my parents, so I'm not really a swimmer. I started later in life when I enrolled for my first 70.3, and I lack a lot of abilities because I usually use a lot my legs during my swimming that it's not really good for a triathlete because you lose a lot of energy and you need your legs for a lot of time later in the race. And I'm practicing a lot, and I do a lot of drills to get comfortable in the water. But the thing that made me improve the most, in my opinion, is strength training with pedals and bends. My favorite training is a set with bed and pedals, so pure strength. And then with a little rest, a very short track that can be 25 or 50 meters, all out without anything. That is a great adaptation, in my opinion, and it's making me improve a lot.
You talk about the strength and building on that strength, particularly not having that sort of background and swimming a lot. Do you think that is one of the keys, is just getting in the water very often? I mean, how many times a week do you swim?
I swim 4 to 5 times a week, and I swim 3,000 to 400 4,000 meters per session. And I think it's important to hit the water a lot because you get comfortable with it. I see when I don't go to the swimming pool for 1 week because I have a flu or whatever. When I get into the water, I think I lost my my feeling comfortable with the water. Because I'm not used to that element, so I need to keep it close to me in my daily routine.
Federica, you spoke about your coach the first time we spoke. Have you got somebody that works with you on deck from a technique perspective? Have you done a lot of stroke correction, or has it come fairly naturally to you?
No, I've done a lot of stroke corrections. I have not a personal swimming coach. But I swim with an elite team in Milan. They are the thing is I'm the weakest swimmer of the squad, but it's really challenging to me because I want to swim with the best people. I prefer being the last of the best than the best of the weeks. So I really struggle to swim with them, but. I'm really improving, and they are giving me good advice, and I'm learning a lot from them. So it's a good thing to me.
Knowing how competitive you are, how does the ego deal with that? Knowing that you as much as you would like to be as competitive against the best, you're still not quite there yet. Does that keep driving you to get better?
Yeah, I say that my revenge is going on the bike with them because usually I'm the best biker among the girls, and they are killing me in the water. But then we train on the bike, and I have my revenge.
It's payback time on the bike.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, Federica. As far as the sort of time gains you've made over your triathlon career, I mean, your first Ironman swim, what sort of time were you swimming, and what are you swimming now?
No, well, my first time was 1 hour, exactly 1 hour, but Cozumel is famous for its easy swim because it's all in favorable current, and it's 100 meters shorter, so it's not really something you can compare. In Kona, I swam 1 hour and 4 minutes. That, in my opinion, was and it was without wetsuit. And Kona, it's not an easy swim, so in my opinion, it was a good swim. Now I'm racing in Challenge Roth in 3 weeks. And my aim is going around 58 minutes. I think I can do that, and it would be something great to me.
Well, fantastic. Well, Federica, thank you for that. We look forward to chatting a little bit about your bike next time.
Okay. Good.
Time to wrap things up. Before I go, another quick iTunes review. They keep coming. Thank you so much for leaving them. You actually have no idea how much these things help. So if you don't become a patron, that's cool. Just leave me a review. That's pretty cool too. And this one comes from Tom G 1234, my countryman in South Africa. Tom G, thank you. It says, great podcast if you try. Giving us 5 stars. Very informative. Really enjoy the content and info. Motivate me to try. Tom, you, sir, are a legend. Thank you so, so much. And look forward to catching up. Yeah, next time we're at a race, or if you at a race, look me out. Pretty difficult to miss. Being 6 foot eight, I'm probably one of the taller triathletes around. And yeah, come give us a high five. I look forward to meeting you. So until next time, which is tomorrow, and it's the final day for that draw to get into the half Ironman entry. Yep, make sure you tune in then. If you want to get into the draw, theconaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.